big beat keeps you rocking in your seat.
Oh, oh, the big beat, baby.
Yeah, the big beat keeps you rocking in your sleep.
Oh, oh, the big beat, baby.
Well, you clap your hands and then you stomp your feet. You got to move when you hear that beat. The big beat keeps you rocking in your seat.
Oh, oh, the big beat, baby.
Old grandpa just make 80 years old. Oh, man, he's crazy about this rockin' and roll. Big beat gets in your soul. It makes you jump and then it makes you roll. Old Grandpa Hall just make 80 years old.
Oh, oh, big beat, baby.
Big leg Joe, he threw his crutch away. The big beat makes you act this way. Well, come on, gang, let's swing and sway. The big beat makes you act this way. Peg leg Joey, he threw his crutch away.
Oh, oh, big beat, baby.
Well, hi there, and welcome to another edition of the Big Beat Show right here on WRSU-FM in New Brunswick. And a very special show this is. The entire show consists of different versions of songs that were done by other rock and roll or rhythm and blues groups. Some you may know, some you may not know. In some cases, they are pretty much the same, but sung by a different group. And in some cases, like the one we just heard, they change it around quite a bit. There were the Hearts on the Baton label, November of 1955. And some of these recordings, you know, stand on their own in their own right. And this one certainly did. That was their first record of five for the Baton label, the Hearts, with Until the Real Thing Comes Along. My name is Lou Rallo, and I'm so glad that you're listening to this show today. And in the future, also. So that's what we're going to do for the next hour right here on WRSU-FM in New Brunswick. The best in entertainment and education. WRSU. That was the Hearts. And the next thing is on the Promenade label, a label that was just dedicated to covering hits of the day. They were very rarely successful financially, commercially, and artistically. One that differs, though, from what I just said. Not bad, and this group is called the Promeneers. They were prominent on the Promenade label. This one recorded about 1957 or 50. I don't think the Promeneers were one group consistently throughout the life of the label. Whoever had a studio group, they would name them the Promeneers. They just weren't going to use their own name. So right now, enough talk. Let's get into some more music.
Why do fools fall in love? Why do birds fall in love? So gay? And lovers away the fresh of day. Why do they fall in love? Why does the rain fall from up above? Why do fools fall in love? Why do they fall in love?
I'm Herman Santiago from the original Frankie Lymon and the Teenagers, the legendary Teenagers, of course, and you're definitely listening to the Big Beat Show.
Right dead center in the doo-wop vein. There you go. White doo-wop by the Classics on the Stork label, 1964. Redoing the Platters tune, many other people. It's a standard, actually. But the Platters did it before in the 50s. It's You'll Never Know by the Classics on the Stork label. We got Herman Santiago. They tell you you're listening to the Big Beat Show. But we heard a version of Why the Fools Fall in Love from the mid to late 90s by the Rob Roys. Norman Fox and the Rob Roys, and the lead singer on that was his daughter, Kimberly. That's right, Kimberly Fox and the Rob Roys, mid to late 90s, with a pretty nice version. And she's a pretty good lead singer there with Why Do Fools Fall in Love. Here's Ann Keith, backed up by the Altairs, on the Memo label from July of 1959, doing their very, very nice version of the Cliquettes' Lover's Prayer.
Oh,
Now, the Orlans were a group that, before they were a group, they used to listen to the great rock and roll music of the mid-50s, and they loved it, and that's part of the reason they got together. And they had, when they did their albums, they honored the music by doing remakes. And the reason was because they loved the music. There's the Orlans on one of their Cameo label LPs, probably from about 1964, and a pretty nice version of the Charts, Desiree, and before that, Ann Keith and the Altairs with Lover's Prayer. There's only one version better than that, and that's the Cliquettes. But that's pretty good. On Memo from July of 1959. Now, I'm going to play something that's on a 45, and the record says it's from a 78 demo, but it is a 45, by a group called The Blades on the Arista label. I have no idea what the date is, and I'm pretty certain it's not the big company nowadays called Arista. We're going to hear the Blades singing A Sunday Kind of Love. But just before that, something that's seemed to be pretty popular lately. It's on the internet, and it's on a CD now. And I'm going to play this from a 45. My good buddy and a great, great vocalist, Otis Williams and his Charms, we're going to hear their cover version, I guess it's a cover of Image of a Girl. This is way better, in my opinion, than the Safaris. It was recorded June 13th, 1960. That's the exact date, and it was issued in the same year. Here's Otis Williams and the Charms with Image of a Girl.
Hi, this is Otis Williams of the Charms, and you're listening to the Big Beat Show.
Yeah, that's right off their first... it's off their album, The Cleftones. On G from about 1961 or 62, yeah, that's their first album of just Cleftones. With Pat Spann, the lady who was in the group at the time, with Heavenly Father, a real nice version of that. Before that, The Blades with not a real nice version of A Sunday Kind of Love. And the great Otis Williams and his charms open up that triple treat on the big beat, Image of a Girl. And moving right along, I get some people calling and writing and emailing me. By the way, you can email me at bigbeat2001@aol.com, or you can write to me, Lou Rollo, at Post Office Box 203 in Port Monmouth, New Jersey, 07758. That's Port with a P. Anyway, people are saying, how come I don't acknowledge requests and dedications? And you're right, I don't do that. I don't take many phone calls. I'm just here by myself. Got to engineer, got to read my notes, got to set things up, got to repair things, got to paint this place once in a while, put a new roof on occasionally. So I'm kind of busy. But I'm going to make up for that right now. So here are a few dedications that I've been holding for a while. And I'm going to let them rip.
Hello to Linda, the Dragon Dragons and Syndicate for Roy Flint and Steve and Rupert, the Bad Motorcycle Boys of the Heights. Hello to Judy and Corky and Jim and Marcia and Monster Razy Vampire, the gang at Marcia's PJ party for Linda and Pat, Sandy and Katie and Judy and Bill and his binoculars. And Laddie and Joe and Charles and Norm and Gene and Pat's pizza party, all the kids at Brokeen High for Robin Hood and Little John, for Mouse Corbley and Joanne Cyril Cillo, it looks like there. That is another one of those crazy wavy names. Also for Jim and Joyce and Pizza and Tony, Dick and Donna, Bill and Donna, for Zettel at Parma, for Cuddles and Kathy and Sweetsie and Patsy, and for Tom and Tony and some other Rebel in his district, it says, and for Contract and Sharon and Cassius and Kathy, and for Little George, for Torch the Bug, and for Judy something or other, and the kids at Collinwood. Here we go, Simply Grand. Oh,
I'll be forever loving you. When you're near, everything is soft. When you're gone, I feel like I'm a need. When you smile, I feel so gay. Was it yes or is it no? Should I stay at the happy or should I go? If this is so, I'll be forever loving you. When you're near, everything is so sweet. When you're gone, I feel like I'm a need. When you smile, I feel so dead. I'll be forever loving you. Oh,
ooh. Oh, yeah, there's two, I think, pretty interesting pieces that fit into the scheme of today's program, usually on Thursday nights at 7 o'clock, by the way, for over 21 years here on WRSU. You are listening to a special edition of the Big Beat Show. This hour playing all alternate versions of known and maybe not so known, depending on a lot of things, of rock and roll songs by different artists. We just heard the Marcells from their Blue Moon LP, from their first album, of course. Recorded February 15th, 1961. The Marcells with the Eldorados, I'll Be Forever Loving You. And just before that, The Magnificents, Up on the Mountain, redone by Jimmy Higgins and the Original Magnificents. Now, this is a ripoff because it's not the group backing up Jimmy Higgins who had the original recording on VJ, but this is what the title of the group is on the Van Dan label. 1961. This group is out of Texas, though, as opposed to Chicago for the Magnificents. We heard Jimmy Higgins and the Original Magnificents on Van Dan with Up on the Mountain, and then I'll Be Forever Loving You by the Marcells. Right now, you know, Little Anthony and the Imperials, big hit record, their biggest, I guess, Tears on My Pillow. Well, here is an a cappella version, probably recorded in the early 60s, but not issued till 1973 on the vintage label, the Vylons. And their version of Tears on My Pillow.
You don't remember me, but I remember you. 'Twas not so long ago, you broke my heart in two. Tears on my pillow, pain in my heart. If we
said a cappella? Must have been that other disc jockey who did those dedications before. It couldn't have been me. I wouldn't do anything like that.
Stay.
I'm not a fool.
Well, there's three more different versions of songs that you probably know. Most listeners certainly do. First, we heard Little Anthony and the Imperials' record of Tears on My Pillow, the violins with instruments, of course, issued in 1973, but probably recorded in the early 60s, the violins with Tears on My Pillow. And then right after that, not many groups would attempt to do another version of Please Say You Want Me, the Schoolboys' Please Say You Want Me, because it's a masterpiece, unless you're Little Anthony and the Imperials. And we just played that. I played that for you. On the End label, Please Say You Want Me by Little Anthony and the Imperials. A really, really nice version of that. And I think Richard Barrett was playing the piano on there. It sounded like Richard playing the piano. Could have been. And just now, a quartet singing Daddy's Home. We just heard Gene Chandler and the Duques on the VJ label from June of 1962. And a really great version of Shep and the Limelights. That's a trio, by the way, with... the Duques' version of Daddy's Home. And next on the Big Beat Show, I want to rush and get all the rest of these records played. I don't know if I'm going to be able to get them all, but this might be probably the most unusual of the unusual recordings that I'm playing for you tonight. The Dominoes had a record called Do Something For Me on Federal back in 1951. And here's a version of that, unbelievably, by the Ink Spots, with Bill Kenny singing lead. They're actually the Ink Spots covering the Dominoes. This was recorded February 15th, 1951. Listen to this. It should have a stronger group in it in the middle part, but they sort of come in near the end, as I recall. So here are the Ink Spots on Decca with Do Something For Me.
Fool, fool, you, darling. I knew I couldn't win, but I kept right on a trying. Cause trying is no sin. Well, fool, 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 that I wasn't careful for you. Oh, what a fool I was to think that you could love me too. Well, now we've said goodbye, dear, and I'm sorry to my heart. Even though I knew someday, dear, we would through before the start. Well, fool, 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 that I wasn't awful. Oh, what a fool I was to think that you could love me too. I can't forget you, darling, though I'm left out in the cold. I guess that I still love you and will always be the same. Oh, fool, 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 that I was to care for you. Oh, what a fool I was to think that you could love me too.
K-Star and the Lancers covering the Clovers, that on Capitol from 1952. Not a bad version of Fool, Fool, Fool. And just before that, the Inkspots gave us their version of the Dominoes with Do Something For Me. And right now, there's a guy named, well, Teddy Grable. He was the lead singer of the Concords on Epic. Our Wedding Day, I forget the other side, very good white doo-wop. Here's Teddy Grable backed up by a group called the Raindrops. And let's give a listen to Love No One But You. This is 3 minutes and 40 seconds. Hang in there.
Oh, 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 oh.
originally on the Wow label mid-1960, and then reissued almost immediately on the Donna label in October of that year. That was Little Johnny McCall and an unnamed group with It's Written in the Stars, although the title on the record says My Love I Can't Hide. They tried to hide publishing, I guess, on that one, but that's Luther Bond and the Emeralds, It's Written in the Stars by Little Johnny McCall and an unnamed group. The title on the record, though, is My Love I Can't Hide. And before that, Teddy Grable and the Raindrops, unreleased from a Crystal Ball CD Volume 5. I don't know which Volume 5 it is, but Love No One But You. Let's see if we have time to get a couple more in. Here, recorded July 4th. Oh, no, not wasn't recorded July 4th, but it is the Sparklers. The Sparklers on Tampa from 1957. And Tampa, as you could probably tell, is a West Coast label, not West Coast of Florida, but I'm talking California. Here are the Sparklers and Dreamy Eyes.
Dreamy Eyes. Your lonely lips travel love. You live and you die just for love. But you might look excited, thrill and ignite that fire of love deep inside. Dreamy eyes, I need you desperately.
I don't know. I don't know who. There's a lot of versions of that, so there's just another one. Okay, "Dreamy Eyes" by the Sparklers, on the Tampa label, 1957.
Twinkle, twinkle, little star, how I wonder where you are.
Not the Sparklers, but the Glitters.
You're the one I'm thinking of.
Of course, doing the elegance, Little Star, and not very well. Yeah, there was some good ones and there was some bad ones, but I just wanted to give you a little hour of alternate versions of songs that you probably know. I'm going to take it out tonight, this afternoon, or whenever this. Don't forget to tune in to the Big Beat Show every Thursday night at 7 o'clock right here on WRSU-FM in New Brunswick. And thanks, guys. Thanks very much. Let's go. We played a cover of the Dominoes before. Here are the Dominoes doing an alternate version of Smoke Gets in Your Eyes. It's on the Liberty LP from about 1959 or 60. The label says Spectrasonic Sound. And if you listen to that, I guess that just means a big production, big strings. But it does have Gene Mumford and that group of Dominoes from that year. So it's definitely worth a listen. So may harmony be with you until next time. And here are the Dominoes with Smoke Gets in Your Eyes. Good night.
They ask me how I knew true love was true. I, of course, said, someday you'll find all who love are blind, so blind. When your heart's on fire, you must realize smoke gets in your eyes.
Smoke gets in your eyes.
So I chaff them and I gaily laugh to think they could doubt my love. Yet today my love has flown away. I am without my love. Now laughing friends deride tears I cannot hide.